CLIL, Physics, Nanobiotechnology, Activity 5.
So, Dr. Walter, what are the benefits of nanotechnology exactly?
Well, most of nanotechnology's benefits will be seen decades in the future, but it's already helping to improve our world in many different ways. We can see this technology in our studies of proteins, bacteria, viruses, and cells already. They all work on the nanoscopic scale.
In which fields is nanotechnology being used?
In many fields, like agriculture, healthcare, the automotive industry, security and defense, and of course, information technology and communications. These are only some of the fields.
Right. And are we using anything that has been made using this kind of technology?
Yes. You might be wearing nanotechnology pants or trousers, or maybe you're walking on a nanotechnology rug, sleeping on nanotechnology sheets, or carrying nanotechnology luggage to the airport.
Really? That's interesting.
Right. All these products are made from fabrics coated with what is called nano whiskers.
Nano what?
Nano whiskers. They are tiny surface fibers that are so small the dirt cannot penetrate into them, which means the deeper layers of material stay clean. If you use sunscreen when you lie on the beach, it may be made using nanotechnology, since it coats your skin with a layer of nanoscopic titanium dioxide or zinc oxide that blocks out the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays.
Amazing!
And nano-coatings are also appearing on car bumpers so that they cannot get scratched, or on stairs so that people can't slip and fall, as well as in paints that can't erode and rust, and in medical bands to cover wounds and cuts.
I didn't know anything like that existed.
Well, now more and more of these materials do exist. Also, scientists are experimenting with a great number of uses of nanobiotechnology in the field of medicine. Some operations are being carried out with nanotechnology already.
Well, I do know about that.
And there may even be a carbon ladder to the stars in the near future, made with carbon nanotubes, which are empty in the center, but are extremely strong and can grow to enormous lengths, even going from Earth to another place in space.
Wow! Thank you very much, Dr. Walter.
Not at all. My pleasure.